On the show today, we have Co-op Financial Services' very own Patrice Lee talking about co-op's work in artificial intelligence and Cooper Fraud Analyzer, so check it out. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have Co-op Financial Services' very own Patrice Lee. I just found out you're a fellow San Diegan. We're neighbors. Welcome to the show.
Yes. Thanks for having me, Mike. Great to be here.
You're welcome. Oh, my gosh. I'm so happy to have another San Diegan on the show. Yay, yay, yay. Good stuff. Hey, we're talking about Co-op's work in artificial intelligence and Cooper Fraud Analyzer. I mean, this is almost kind of sci-fi, science fiction, but, man, we are in the midst of it right now. So how much it's crazy how fast things are going these days. And you guys are, again, you're right in the mix. So my first question for you, Patrice, is how much of a problem is fraud mitigation for card issuers today? What's going on here?
You know what, Mike? Fraud is ever-present. It is persistent in payments. And I would say losses are not declining. They're actually rising. And so we have to do more to be vigilant and diligent to fight fraud than ever before. Mm-hmm. Especially as we've seen the landscape change, we really need to do more to fight fraud.
I hear that loud and clear. So how has the landscape of fraud changed in recent history, speaking of the landscape?
Well, you know, I'm sure we've all heard some of those tried and true fraud schemes, dumpster diving, shoulder surfing, right? Skimming, some of the things tied to more traditional payments. Methods for consumers to transact have gone, so have opportunities for fraudsters. So if we think about things moving digitally, right? There are so many sectors now, payments obviously one. We've got social media, we've got healthcare, and just so much information that's available electronically, right? And unfortunately, we've all heard countless times in the news about these data breaches and information being compromised. And a lot of that information is available online. And so that means new fraud tactics, new schemes that fraudsters are looking to do to exploit those new methods for how consumers interact. So account takeover, application fraud. We rolled out EMV in the U.S. a few years ago, right? So that chip technology is seeing a decline in the card present, but now things are shifting to e-com and online for card not present fraud. So those old methods are alive and well, but these new methods have come along, and we've got to find a way to address these new methods to make sure we're trying to stay ahead of it as best we can.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, gosh, it's like this marathon where you got to stay one step ahead of those folks. So, so tell us about the ways that Co-op Financial Services works with credit unions to detect and stop payment fraud here, because we want to know this, Patrice.
Well, you know, Mike, unfortunately, there's no silver bullet with fighting fraud.
Got that right.
So it's really about having a layered approach to fighting fraud. So what tools do you have in your suite? What people do you have on your team? And kind of marrying those together with a balance of what's your tolerance for risk? So when you've got your technologies for scoring, for decisioning, for case handling, taking all of that, looking at what's happening in your environment, right? You got to know how the tools you have in place are performing. You've got to understand what your clients, our credit unions, are experiencing. You have to look at the reports, take all of that, and then make sure that your approach really covers the full spectrum of your platforms. So it's not segmented, for example, to just cards. Like in Co-op's case, we've got our shared branch network. Do we have tools in our suite to address our account-based activity? If you've got call center, so how do we as Co-op work across all of those products and services with our tools and the things that I just mentioned, like decisioning and scoring, and kind of marry that up to make sure we understand what our credit unions are dealing with so that our services can help fight it the best way possible.
Perfecto. So I hear you guys have started a pilot testing Co-op's Cooper Fraud Analyzer. When is this? Did you guys announce this at Think? I'm trying to remember.
We did.
That's right. Yes. So what can you tell us about this tool? What's going on here?
So Cooper is Co-op's artificial intelligence and machine learning platform, and Fraud Analyzer is really just our first release as part of a greater Cooper story. So Fraud Analyzer includes decisioning, rules, some case management, some reporting, and we've introduced and pilot, as you mentioned, in our shared branch network. that really had the most urgent need. So we're looking at those shared branch transactions that are coming in, reevaluating those against the strategies we have in place, mm-hmm. working those cases, really looking at the performance of our new platform, and using our pilot time to understand how we can tune and polish it up, because we do want to move from pilot to general availability to our full shared branch network.
Indeed.
But that's kind of a good way to kind of work out the kinks, see how things are working as we expected, tune them a little bit, and then we make sure we've got a great, smooth tool to roll out for general availability.
Sounds good. Now, I have a long question here for you, Patrice, so bear with me. So every now and then we hear of progressive credit unions participating in betas and pilots of new technology with their strategic partners. Is that something you're finding more and more credit unions are willing to do with digital transformation strategies on the rise? Is this kind of a rising trend here?
You know, I would say it varies some. You definitely got some credit unions who are looking to be early adopters, not fast followers, right?
Yeah.
Digital transformation is happening. I mean, it is happening. Mm-hmm. So it's a matter of how do you kind of keep up with the pace of change? And in many cases, it's, you know, where is a credit union with their overall strategy from a digital transformation standpoint and looking at co-op, hey, let's partner up. Can I give you some feedback and input on this new tool that you've got mm-hmm. as part of pilot to help do that tuning and polishing exercise and make sure that we're really taking the client feedback and folding that in so that our documentation, the capabilities of the tool really are meeting the needs of the credit unions, and having them be willing to participate in pilots is a great way to have that engagement and get that input.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly. So if a credit union wants to learn more about Cooper, where should they go?
They should go to our corporate website. You can actually sign up to get updates about Cooper.
Oh, you can. Okay.
Yep, our address is www.co-opfs.org, and there's just a little form where you click learn more, put in your information, and then we can what's new with Cooper as we roll new capabilities.
Very cool. I like that a lot. All right, Patrice, anything else to wrap up? Any final words of wisdom here?
You know, I would just say one of the other great things about Cooper, and I mentioned the story just briefly, is obviously huge. There's a lot to do there. But we are looking to do more with Cooper beyond the fraud space. You know, what are insights we can get from a business intelligence standpoint?
Yeah.
How can we improve the member experience? So looking at all that data, you know, looking across, as I talked about, cars and shared branch and call center to say, let's improve the member experience overall. Mm-hmm. And those are some of the things that we're looking to introduce with Cooper in the coming months and years.
Well, we can't wait for that. We'll be sitting on pins and needles waiting for that type of stuff. So Patrice, thank you so much for hanging out with us for a few minutes to talk about what's in store with Cooper and how we're gonna fight fraud with it and all those other great things. So appreciate the time.
That sounds good. Thanks for having me, Mike. Take care.
Oh, you're welcome. You too.